To me, if one has questionable hygiene, it's probably KD. Because he doesn't care about nothing but hooping. You know, the man don't even brush his hair. What black man doesn't brush their hair? I haven't met one before.
Y'all got to get it together. I'm getting better and better. Because once I get started, it ain't no stopping, stacking this broccoli cheddar.
Welcome. This is Out of Pocket. Joe's got a big announcement. We've got a great guest tonight. And I'm just gonna bring him in tonight. Also, really quickly before we get going, sorry. Tonight we're sending our top commenters some Buckets merch. So bring your best to the chat, and we'll get you swagged out. Don't forget, we also have the Out of Pocket official voicemail. So dial that. We do have a voicemail tonight. I think we will get to it. The number is below. If we can flash that really quick, there it is. We're not getting the shit talking we should. I'm hoping we get more. I'm going to put it in airplane mode now so we get those later. But talk your shit. Jump in. Be rude. Do whatever you want.
Nobody cares about the Clippers. So coming from a lifelong LeBron fan, former Clippers fan, Celtics fans tried to blast me. They kept tagging the same thing over and over again. Like, I didn't make a video 3 years ago. Not new news. Don't care. You guys are poor. You call your players the N-word. We've been over this. Here we do. Let's bring the legend in. I mean, You wrote it? Okay.
I got this. Tonight, we want to welcome our special guest. This guest put up with me for a long time. He is one of the original Big Three with Joe and I. And he helped me figure out how to do any of this podcast stuff. He currently hosts a podcast called Jenkins and Jones and is writing and making videos for the good people at Yahoo Sports. Ladies and gentlemen, LeJethro Jenkins.
We did it.
What's that, boys?
He's back
together.
I know. Man. Tear in the eye. I love it.
I miss y'all, boys, man. How y'all doing?
Oh, good.
Glad to have you on. We've kept this third chair empty out of respect. Out of respect for the legend.
I appreciate you. Hey, congratulations, Josiah.
Congratulations to you. You're joining this daddy crew.
I'm going to hit you for some, you know what I'm saying? I might need you to tell me a few things, bro. You know what I mean?
Shit. I'm going
to
tell you to get some sleep. That's about all I can tell you.
How do women do it? I'm looking at like, 9 months of this, walking around, you know what I'm saying, with all that. Bro, I tell people like, dude, if it was up to us, we wouldn't have had a second generation of humans. I'd have been like, fuck out of here if somebody tried to have me have a kid, bro. No, yeah. Y'all can have it, bro. It's over with.
The living legend. No, we can't complain.
Yeah.
Better now.
It feels fitting, John, that you're on tonight. The night that LeBron gives Josiah the knighting, you know, that he deserves, as deserved for a long time.
The follow too?
It just feels
about time. I'm not impressed. I'm very disappointed in LeBron for taking this long. He knew what it was. He knew what it was. After Coachella, he knew what time it was. But we did it. So, you know, thank you to you guys. Thank you to Doug Bate, the Yahoo crew, and obviously Wave and the Out of Pocket crew. We mm-hmm. merged together. Two legendary shows, getting our flares out, getting our bags right. Price of the brick is going up, gentlemen. I don't know if Brian Ish are watching, but if you guys are, bag prices are increasing significantly.
Okay, that funding's coming.
A new round of funding coming through.
Now we got plenty of Clipper slant. We got plenty of Clipper slander coming in already. I don't know if you guys have seen any of these ones, people saying, can we get that Kawhi one that came in? Bag season. See fans in here. Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw him talking shit about LeBron or Reggie Jackson is better than Kawhi. I mean, people are really going out. But, like, who's to say they're not just going to come back like they did the last time?
These are the Jazz, bud.
Clipper pack on deck.
These are the Jazz are different. They're not the Mavs, buddy. No. You feel me? The Jazz, they got some dogs out there. These Clippers are cooked, but you know what I'm saying? And I want is Kawhi better as a second guy? Like, is he the man of the one chip he did get? Everybody was hurt on the opposing team for him to get the chip. I'm not saying it's an asterisk, but hey. You feel me?
I mean, Warriors fans know that feeling. They benefited tremendously from those same situations.
Yeah.
But have bubble jokes. I don't get it.
I I don't know. I feel bad for Clippers fans. They are down 0-2 tonight. They've never made a Western Conference Finals. They were really excited to see us get kicked out, and we had this graphic made. One of shout out to, I think he's in the chat right now. AK, he called it Chokechella for the Clippers.
We made a
full album poster for this. If we could scroll down a little bit, Chokechella featuring Pandemic P, Kawhi Leonard, the Pat Beverly Mosh Pit, the Bag Getters featuring Luke Kennard, Ivica Zubac's DJ set. You're for sure going to that. The Candyman. Blake Griffin's Kia. That does sound like an indie band. Steve Ballmer out there for a TED Talk. Rondo's Eyes. Diplo. I just threw Diplo in there. That seems fun. The Ghosts of Lob City. Reggie J and the ISOs. Clipper Daryl and the weird bird mascot thing. So full lineup. Full lineup.
Zach, instead of Portugal the Man, they have Cancun the Destination. LeBron is in Cabo. He's already got his tan. You guys wasted your time for nothing. Put those billboards up. Chokechella, the AK-47 underscore yeah. 80.
Shout out.
Legend of the show. Yeah, I was gonna say, Zach, I don't wanna chastise you guys, but we needed some Billy Crystal. It's like Billy Crystal and like Rondell Sheridan are the only Penny Marshall too. I don't know if she's still alive. If she's not, God bless her. I don't know.
I thought about putting like Don Sterling's weird Malibu party in there, like that shit too. But I just was like, it was like midnight. I'm like sitting there trying to come up with all the names that I can before we got that in. This was brought up, and I want to make this clear. I respect the talents of these NBA players, but the struggle for Paul George is not, it's not pretty right now. He's creeping up the ranks of a dubious record. In game one, he shot an ice cold 4-for-17. He's climbing up the charts for most playoff games, shooting under 25%. With at least 15 attempts. Someone said this is the meanest graphic they've ever seen. very quickly, Legether, I want to say, do you think he can beat Bob Cousy's fantastic record?
I mean, he's young. He's still young. He has time. He has time. I think he's definitely going to beat Bob Cousy, the Celtics great. You know what I mean? Mr. 19 points off 19 shots. Yes, I think he'll beat Bob Cousy.
Shooting underhanded jumpers, Bob Cousy.
Who would have guessed that Bob Cousy's jumper was that fucking broke? And like, where's Red Harback?
Me! I tried to tell people, they didn't listen.
LeJethro, as you know, Celtics fans very emotional. When they see you make that video, the first word that pops in their head starts with the N, and the hard R. They don't care what you're saying.
Right.
You stomp it on their logo. You stomp on their Caucasian logo.
the leprechaun.
You did step on the leprechaun with that video. I love that video. It was based on facts.
Facts. A bunch of research. You know what I mean? That's all I share with people, with facts. They hated it. It is what it is.
Bob Cousy slander. Who'd have known? And yes, Bob Cousy may no longer be with us, but the slander is still real. We slander, out of respect. Okay, this is respectful slander.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Utah of the East. Shit. Well, yeah. Hey, should we keep it shoving? Because I feel like no one cares about the Clippers. Like I'm glad we got that Chokechella thing up, but I do want to talk about Giannis got some revenge. And it has to be asked, when the story broke that KD allegedly said he did not want to be compared to Giannis, do you think it lit a fire under Giannis's ass?
Giannis is Greek. Giannis is he's Greco-African, so he has swag and flair and flavor. But, KD and that crew came into Milwaukee and got smackaroo. It is what it is. Bruce Brown floating. Hey, Bruce Brown, honestly, he got me the LeBron follow, so I will forever be indebted to his.
I'm getting a Bruce Brown jersey.
I'm going to have to get
LeBron to sign it.
And some Timberlands. But, look, everybody thought that thing was a wrap, including myself, the way that it was looking. And kudos to Giannis and that crew for stepping up. Giannis hit a three. The Nassus came in and played like 14 seconds with all his might. Had the crowd going crazy.
The Bucks weak as hell, man. They hella weak. I think the Nets shot like 38, 40%. They had the worst shooting, I've maybe seen in the playoffs for them to get a dub. I'm not rolling, bro. You know what I mean? Giannis, what did Giannis shoot from the free throw line? Everybody wants Giannis to shoot threes. That man needs to learn how to shoot free throws. Fuck a three. He can't shoot a 15-footer. He wanted him to shoot a 20-footer? You know what I'm saying? I mean, man didn't work in his free throw shoot. Airballing. How you take 78 seconds from the free throw line to airballing?
To airball. To airball.
Get this man out of here, dog. Oh, man. They ain't going to win another game. It's a wrap. They got their one in. It was cute. You know what I'm saying? Get the boys up out of here.
I need them to win one more so I can get the game six finesse. And that might be the last time we can see the – as you know, I get more love in Milwaukee than L.A. We can get the game six plug. I have Bucks fans getting mad at me. I'm like, Bucks fans, I just slanders. I'm watching the game. I'm reacting. Whatever happens, happens. Like, KD hits that three late in the fourth. I got to put up a meme. They come back and lose. I got to put up a meme. As you know, I had the GM Ellis up. I was going hard. Tummy's still hurting. I'm still in a transitional phase. Had to Lamar Jackson. But here we are.
Man, it's next in five, bro. I think, you know what I'm saying? Like C-Pen said, bro, it's a wrap. They won't shoot like that again.
Legendary, I got to ask, do you feel bad for anyone in the West that looking at that Nets team? Like, you're just going to walk into that buzzsaw. Like, I'm super happy. It's very fun, your team. But you are going to get just steamrolled by the Nets. Enjoy that. Like,
The Suns are fun. But the Jazz have a chance of winning. I hate it. I hate it, bro. I don't like the entire state of Utah. I don't want to drive to Utah. But they play good basketball, bro. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Elite offense, elite defense, and the only team that plays elite offense and defense. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, bro. I don't know. I think the Jazz have a chance. I think they're going to whoop on the Suns. And as weird as it may seem, as a LeBron fan, I'm loving watching the Suns. I hope they make it out the West. They won't, though. And they have a chance to get the Nets. But I don't know. When the Nets are I think KD, bro. KD to me, best player in the world, dog.
At this point right now, yeah. I think you're right.
I mean, bro, like KD, when he's doing what he wants to do, it's a wrap, G. You know what I mean?
And that game even tonight. They needed a bucket.
At half, when he turned it around in half, who's stopping KD? You know what I mean? You just come off the ride. You know what I mean?
They don't even have James Harden playing. And this is the sad part of the reality that we're living in right now. You forget because you see him in the multi Technicolor black and white jacket or whatever.
That shit was fire, though.
It was
a jacket, though. I was like, I'm too broke for that. Damn,
He's telling us all that we're broke.
That's not sending
signals. But he's not even playing. But my thing with KD is, KD, you could be doing that with LeBron. And that's what honestly hurts the most. He didn't have to. He could have did it with the Thunder. Took down the Warriors' reign. Got beat in the finals, of course. And, you know, and all would have been right in the world. But he's doing this now. The Nets have, five or six guys making under $2 million. All ballers. I'm saying, they came through, Blake, Tyler Johnson. There's a whole graphic of just, every dude they got. And it's why are they finessing? How come the Lakers can't finesse? Brooklyn's cool, but why wouldn't you want to live in L.A.?
Blake looks great out there. Even the last shot in that game that KD took – looked so close, he almost hit that, and that was a crazy shot. He almost hit that, and I was sort of surprised the announcers didn't play that up until they saw the replay. But oh my god, KD's on another planet right now, and it's good to see him. It's awesome. It was such a bummer when he got hurt, and it's so good to see him back at the level we all know he can fucking cook guys at.
He didn't have a play-in season. He didn't even have a play-in game. He just came back cooking, you know what I mean? And Blake Griffin, his hands defensively, I didn't know he would. This man, bro, he's giving Giannis some trouble, you know what I mean? And I saw a tweet, Giannis ain't got no bag, dog. that man, dribble, 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 back up to half court and go full speed to the line, you know what I'm saying, to the cup. That's all he got, bro. Crazy. Hey,
when you said a lot about him trying to shoot threes, he has to shoot free throws first. I don't know if either of you had this happen, but I remember at ASU we had a big, I'm not going to say his name, that was really bad at shooting, even around the hoop, in the paint. And we would do that drill where you have them shoot and then take just a small step back and then shoot again and take a small step back. And it was
grooving your shot. It's called grooving your shot.
Yeah. They got to do that with Giannis. I mean,
hey, bro, something needs to be done because that free throw shooting is important, dog. Obviously, when you know what I'm saying, he can't put the ball in his hands because he can't have a free throw in the game. You know what I'm saying? They got Middleton handling the ball at the end of the games because Giannis can't shoot. Middleton, you gonna put the team on Middleton's back? That's what we on right now.
And he killed tonight, which is good because he felt a little bit like Giannis getting hung out to dry. That first one, someone needs to help. Or Middleton hasn't had – or the first two. Middleton hadn't had great games, and then, shows what he can do tonight. We all know how good Middleton can be, but –
Yeah.
Good Lord. You feel for Giannis a little bit. But yeah, that the bag thing is hilarious. And I very quickly want to shout out Andy's tweet. We worked with Andy at the Suns one, if you guys can pull that up, about that he said, Suns must have phoned old girl again because they're playing motivated.
All available on Google, guys. We can't go too in-depth in these things, but they exist on the internet.
Put it in the private chat, man. Drop
they exist on the internet. You know, the Suns went to Sin City and did some Sin City.
No jumpers. I'm not hip. I'm not hip.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Well, okay. I'll send it to you after the show. Your head will accept it. You'll be like, oh, no, I know that. I feel like you saw it. But
okay.
Now, Zach, you adopted the Nets. Part of that adoption comes with Kevin Wayne Durant, who got into with his former Texas. I don't know if they hooped together.
Yeah.
But P.J. Tucker.
They kiss in the mouth. Y'all ain't see that?
They did the Eskimo kiss at least. I was looking for the replay to see if there was any tongue.
There was some lips rubbing together. I'm like, bro, these niggas kiss.
But I'm looking at this photo, and I want to know, who do you guys think's breath was the hottest in this photo? I feel like KD, he's in Milwaukee, might have had some bratwurst or some onions today. Where P.J. Tucker lives there, so it's not a bigger deal for him. But I feel like KD's breath might have been hotter in this moment. And when you're in those situations on the court and then you accidentally, like, rub noses or kiss lips, like, how do you still act tough after that?
Dude, KD doesn't care about nothing but hooping, bro.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know what I mean? He might. If one has questionable hygiene, it's probably KD. Because he doesn't care about nothing but hooping. You know, the man don't even brush his hair. What black man doesn't brush their hair? I haven't met one before. You know what I mean? He on television live with no Panam brush, Panam wave, dog. It don't make no sense.
I've got something to admit to you guys. I don't brush my hair either.
I mean, but you got that.
But I wear hats.
But you got the juicy curl, though. You just throw the juice in there and move on. You feel me?
He's got the, like, he needs the chia pet. He needs to rub, like, the mud on it and just let it flourish. Go get in the sunlight. Wait for a sunny day.
Hey, he needs to bald it out. That's what he needs to do. Bald it out, bro.
I don't know, though, because it might look, I don't, you know, the bald look might look like some dried ass salami on top. I don't know.
Get the Lolo boy. Get the Lolo boy. Get the Doc Rivers. You feel me?
My money's on PJ there.
Really?
Just and here's why. The way he's approaching it, the way he has his mouth like this, it feels like more air came out of his
mouth. Let me see the side profile.
You'll see what I mean. He just feels like he's venting more out.
Yeah.
It's going
right into KD's nostril is the real major issue here. But KD is going right into his nostril too. So that's honestly, this is like, bro, this is rare territory.
They are so close. They are so close, and they're looking in each other's eyes, bro. Yeah. Like, look at Tucker's eyes. Like, why? What? This is normal. This is normal.
I really couldn't tell you the last time I was that close to someone staring in their eyes like that.
When you're talking shit, when you're talking, it's a pandemic still. Keep the 6 feet. I need to, honestly, I need, for the sake of this series, I need to see both of them suspended for violating protocol.
Oh, man.
That's Rona Burger. That's Rona Central. But what I wonder what they said to each other, because it's like, bro, we both went to Texas, so, you know.
Joe, the UCLA guys kind of have always been like that, where they got each other's backs and stuff like that. I can't speak for ASU because it's just Harden in the league. We got no one else to fight him if that ever came up. But UCLA guys, I know, always kind of looked out for each other, right?
Well, I mean, we all are light-skinned Angelinos. The University of California is light-skinned Angelinos. Regardless of skin tone, just a light-skinned mentality, Zach. When it's 90 degrees in the middle of December, how can you can't wear Tims. It's too hot. Your feet are going to sweat. But – yeah, we rock with each other. We never, you know, there was one time in practice we were going to jump Matt Barnes just because he was being annoying. During a water break, we literally got together, like five of us, like, fuck it, let's just do it. But Matt's a good
dude. It took five, though. It took about five.
We just wanted to make sure. We just wanted to make sure. Like, we're gonna finish the job if it started. But honestly, the practice just continued and we went on living our lives. But there's definitely a discussion. Definitely applied, like, fuck, let's just do it.
Let's stop this right now.
Because we were younger. Like, you know, like, he older, but whatever. But
that's great.
You know who did get jumped? Joker last night. They jumped that man, and all his teammates watched him, bro. I'm like, bro, y'all just gonna let this man get, you know what I'm saying, boop to face like this? That's crazy. Crazy.
In front of Bobo, the people's champion. But I don't even want Bobo to play and have to deal with this nonsense.
Nah, man.
Save Bobo for the All-Star game next year. I think Bobo will get the African vote. He'll get the BALE vote. J. Cole needs to endorse Bobo.
What did y'all think about that J. Cole joint? I never talked to y'all about that. How y'all feel about that?
Hey, it's great album promotion. You know, you and your 4 points a game. Live your dream. Live your dream.
Whatever it is,
4 points is 4 points, but it isn't the G League. It isn't the European League. It isn't the, you know, there are tiers to leagues to go play. But hey, no hate. He's living his dream. Like if this continued to blow up and blow up, and someone was like, "Hey, what do you want to go do?" I'd be like, "I'm gonna go play basketball." And I'm like, "Why not?" You know?
How disrespectful is it to that league, though?
Okay,
I can play in this league, like, bro. Was it in Zimbabwe or something? Like,
he was in the Rwanda Patriots
trash over here. I can go to Rwanda. Patriots. You know what I mean? I was like,
hey,
these are professional players in their league. You know, they get paid to do this.
J. Cole's a pro now. That's all that matters.
fact.
I'm a pro. I'm a pro hooper and rapper. Not Master P level, mind you, but, you know.
Master P was in the...
Oh, God. His P. Miller gear, he just knocked off and ripped everybody else's designs. So instead of an Atlanta Hawks jersey, just said P. Miller, but it was the greatest shit ever. He came through with a big box at UCLA one day and just let us grab shirts and shit. It was honestly a tremendous thing.
Y'all was wearing P. Miller?
On the low, obviously. He came through with, like, boxes of it one day for, like, pickup games. And we snatched up P. Miller shit. But Little Romeo and DeMar DeRozan were on, like the magazine covers back in the day, rocking their P. Miller. Oh, such a great job. Such a great job. Let's move on to the GOAT.
You want to tee that one up?
Yeah, I mean, so we got the news yesterday that LeBron Raymond James Sr., which we already knew, but still people tried to make it a big deal, that he's switching from 23 to 6. We all thought it was because AD was going to switch from 3 to 23, but AD said, nah, I want to chip in 3. I'm going to keep it cracking. We don't know who's going to wear the 23. Maybe Jimmy Butler. We'll see. But LeBron,
not Steph. Steph ain't wearing the 23.
No, Steph getting 30. You know who it is. But yeah. LeBron, easily the best basketball player in history to wear number 23. No other name comes to mind when I think about famous 23 other than LeBron James.
Well,
and Cedric Ceballos, I think, probably would be another name I would throw in there. But do you guys think that this is a good move for LeBron to switch from 23 to 6, or is he setting himself up now going into year 19? Because when he did it before, obviously he got two chips and turned into kind of evil villain LeBron. But y'all rocking with 6 or 23?
I think it's fire. I think he says he has more in the tank. That's what he's trying to tell us. You know what I mean? It ain't over, bro. You feel me? And LeBron ain't going to do this unless he has more in the tank. He ain't going to play with his legacy like that. You feel me? So, yeah, I think it's a good move. I mean, he's it's a little dramatic, you know what I mean? But, hey, he loves drama. You feel me? So, I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be good this year.
He's letting Bradley Beal wear his college number. Just thinking. Galaxy brain with that. Yeah, I love it. Like, I want to get the 6 LeBron Lakers jersey. Like, who am I kidding? I definitely want it. Yeah. I love it. It excites me in a way where I'm like, now when he comes back next season, I'm expecting him to jump over someone for an alley-oop. Like, whether he can do it or not anymore, I don't really give a shit. I think it's going to look cool. I'm glad he's doing it. I think it's kind of fun that he's choosing to do these two things. You know, I did see a lot of Lakers Twitter sort of like, he can only have one number retired. Like, we're not doing both. And it's like, all right, well, we don't need to say these things yet.
We don't care.
Let's see how many more rings he gets.
How about shut the fuck up? It's okay to just shut up sometimes.
Thank you.
LeBron Twitter does not. None of us are like, oh man, he's going to get two jerseys retired. We don't give a shit about that. We're trying to win championships. I'm not worried about no jerseys getting retired. I want to see what he's going to do in that 6. Is he going to bring honor and restore pride back to L.A.? I mean, yes, we are the last team to win the NBA championship. So whatever you guys want to say, in the hardest conditions ever. But got to ask you guys, what was your favorite LeBron era? First time with the Cavs, the Heat, second time with the Cavs, or the Lakers?
Number 6, LeBron. That was the best LeBron. LeBron looking down at the rim, LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my favorite Bron, bro. That Bron was like, that's when he really like turned it up to the next level. He proved he had what it took in the big moments. You know what I mean? Like, but I say my best moment is obviously 2016. But the favorite era is, you know, number six, LeBron, for sure.
Beautiful time.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go wrong with any LeBron era, but
I loved first run with the Cavs, LeBron.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I hated that Boston Celtics team. And watching him deal with Kate, like, they had no answer for him. And they would have to throw everything to try and stop him. Genuinely one of my favorite LeBron plays of all time is when he turned the corner and just banged it on the Celtics, and you get the call, no LeBron James, no regard for human life. And oh, like, I still get goosebumps from that. So that tail end of that first Cavs run is probably my favorite. But John, you're right. I think most dominant is six by far. Joe, what do you got?
I mean, I got to go, and sad, because second Cavs era. But just because, look, we made the move to Miami. We were loving life. It was a beautiful time. I'm just saying, Miami LeBron was beautiful. He goes back to Cleveland. We're all disappointed. Why? We already left. Why would you go back to that city? No disrespect to anybody from Cleveland, Jacoby, Hart, everybody else. I was there for game five in 2015. It was a forgettable moment, except for LeBron winning the game. The city was ass. But winning that championship in 2016 – With Warriors fans talking all that shit, you know that feeling in your stomach when they went down 3-1. It's like, fuck, these dudes are about to clown again all summer. I'm about to get LeBron jokes, LeBron slander, LaQuit, all that nonsense. To come back, win three straight against the greatest team in regular NBA season history. This them bitching about, oh, he snitched on Draymond, and that there's not 386 cameras at the game that all saw the dick punching that was going on all throughout the playoffs. Numerous dick punches. It was literally, I made a PSA about dick punching before that series because Draymond had punched so many dicks.
Well, that was just his third or fourth dick. You could barely keep them all in one hand.
He should have got a dick kicking suspension in the Western Conference Finals. Right. It didn't happen.
It's three too many times in my life.
For sure. I've never punched or kicked a dick. I've managed to do that my entire life. You feel me? This man did more in my whole life in that one damn playoff. You feel me? Like a
As I used to tell people that guarded me, yo, if you try to punch or kick my dick, you're not going to miss. And that's just what it is. You're not going to miss. There's no way. You will connect. So show some respect.
I've never heard that. That's so good.
I got the LeBron file today, so I'm gonna change up on you guys. I'm gonna wear fur coats everywhere. No underwear.
Do that.
My man boobs exposed. My big areola nipples. They used to call me Silver Dollars. That was my nickname.
I love when my friends stun on me. I love being stunned on by my friends. Do that, bro.
I don't care about the tweets as much as I need a bag. So
just send them your rider. Next time you're in the studio, make sure you got the green M&Ms. You got the candles you want there. Everything's all set. Get your green room right. Like, we'll get it set up, right?
So my manager hit me after I got the file. He was like, oh, congrats. I was like, manager, I've done all I can do. Now you need to go ahead and leave me, okay? I've done all I can do. That's it. I might have to retire. Have to retire after the tweet. Where's my bags? Tell the Caucasian executives that I deal with to give me my bags.
Bring the Caucasian.
Just bring my bags. In the suit with the tie, you know, Zach. When they look at you, they're like, oh, what's your idea? And I'm just like, give me my bag, LeBron.
Said, bring on the Caucasians.
That's the Caucasian. You know, pay me like a mediocre Caucasian. That's all I'm asking.
I love you, Josiah. I love you.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. White people. I love everything about white people. Guys, thank you. This is not serious. I appreciate you guys. I will be pulling up on you soon. Okay. I will be a docile. I will be. Docile Negro. No, I'm just
reel
kidding.
It in. Wow.
But the biggest news I think of this week close. LeBron James got the Sports Illustrated cover as a wee child in high school.
Yep.
But now his son, Bronny.
Right.
For playing video games.
Now, for those that do not know, that the group that he is with on there are people that are just absolutely killing it within the video game space. So, I mean, it's an honor for Bronny, and he is as famous as some of these guys on there. But Nick Merckx and Swag, like, shout out to those two guys right now because they're absolutely killing it.
Swag got me into gaming, bro. Like, watching Swag, he got me on Twitch. And then I found Nick, who's been in the for like a decade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, yo, for gaming, bro. And what's wild is it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning for gaming, dog. It's only gonna get bigger. You know what I mean? So
seriously,
I'm so impressed with what they're doing, and being that I watched them during the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Like, but dog, like to see this and knowing it's just the beginning is amazing. I'm so excited about what they're gonna be doing. I'm a big fan of swag.
I know you guys. I know you guys are big gamers, but like 4 or 5 years ago, they were doing like Super Bowl level numbers at their events, just in terms of viewerships and like whole stadiums, and they do the intro, and it's like the introverted kid coming out with the keyboard, like he's like.
Right. Here's the crazy thing, though, because I remember I worked on a thing at Machinima. If people know what Machinima is, what is this? If gaming gets any bigger, people might tune into Zach's Twitch.
Why they do that?
Come on,
that was unnecessary.
Not with Alex English as the advocate. Oh, Alex English would not stand for this slander. He is a noble, honorable man, a master of the mid-range too.
That's just a great comment. Yeah, and while we're at it, head over to ZACHNOOO. And follow my Twitch so I can get affiliate and start making money from this while you're here, please.
As much money these dudes are making, I'm about to pick up the sticks and really get in it because and you look at the Sports Illustrated cover, the question I have in my mind is Bronny getting smacked right there and they're all just watching like Bronny, you know, like what's going on in that game?
No, Bronny Cole.
Yeah. Are they laughing at Bronny for even trying?
No, Bronny is cold at COD, dog. Bronny's a dog, G. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like it's wild. You know what I mean? Have you seen the clips, Zach, of Bronny?
Oh, yeah. He's nice. The guy standing behind him makes like, Joe, the guy standing behind him makes like $6 or $7 mil a year just from Twitch.
Lamborghini truck money.
Yeah, just
so Twitch. What's the lore and the appeal? You guys have to explain this to me because I'm almost 40 years old.
The original point I was making was, Joe, to your point, these awkward kids would kind of come on stage. And I remember when I was like covering some of that stuff, it was like, when these kids figure out how to like get a stylist, get all that stuff going, it's gonna hit a whole other level where people on the periphery, like in the edges, like John and I, like game but not seriously, will start to get into it. And that's what Nick Merckx kind of did. Is he's sort of the everyman type, very into sports. When he's playing, he's talking shit about sports. He gets Zeke Elliott on the stream. They play with Book all the time. Yeah, so yeah. He kind of made it a lot cooler. I mean, Ninja's, I guess, on the launch of it. But I do want to cover the topic on hand here, Joe. And this is important. So Bronny gets on as a sophomore in high school. The earliest he'd be able to play in the NBA is 2024. That's skipping college, because assuming that garbage will be gone. You think LeBron will still be playing, and do you think they'll get to play together?
Yes, I think they'll play together and they will dunk on somebody. Maybe Zubac. It'll be like Ken Griffey Jr. and Senior when they both hit homers in the same game. Like they'll both shit on somebody. It may be Giannis. Honestly, it may be like KD. It would be nice and befitting if it was KD or Steph or somebody. Yeah. Like they just took turns yamming on Steph or Draymond. I'm just the possibilities are becoming. Just to see them like Bronny, Bron yam on them, we all go crazy. The Bronny come through and like get hired, just like give him one of those. But I feel like LeBron is going to hold on, and I think he's going to make a shift more to like a power forward type role and not be as ball dominant towards the latter stages, maybe like year 21. But, you know, he already looks like Delroy Lindo, so he might as well let the chips fall where they may, keep this thing rolling.
You think this man's going to still play like scoring 17 a game?
I think he loved it so much. I think he loved, and if he's still with the Lakers, you know, and he can now just kind of pass that torch to Bronny. I feel like it's going to be Bronny, Lonzo, LaMelo. The holidays. It's going to just be a crew of just LA legends together with Bron leading the charge.
Yeah. I could see something where, because he, you know, we've talked about this before, but LeBron has so many ways of making money right now that part of me thinks he wants to just kind of move to the next, not this year, not next year, you know, that somewhere along the line he's ready to move to the next thing and he'll take the year off, like he'll retire, but then do the MJ thing, come back, and then just free sign with wherever Bronny gets drafted. And that's how that all work. He'll get the year of rest that he wants, come in. Everyone's going to be stoked to see LeBron again to help bolster Bronny. I think that's
hilarious. You young, Zach. That year off ain't sweet, bro. That year off and coming back from that year off, bro.
True.
That might be worse than staying, dog.
If he takes a year off, he needs to go play for the Browns, be a tight end, goal line situations only, goal line only.
Mm.
And plays again.
Fade
four
route. Touchdowns.
Fade route, yeah.
Just throw it out.
We can keep it moving. I'll get, you know, John, I appreciate you staying on late with us. So we'll keep it moving real quick. This, I think, is our last little segment here. So we're going to play Trippin' or Drippin'. Nikola Jokic won the MVP, and his haters were coming out of the woodworks. He had messages for them. He had a message for them with this shirt that says, "Joke's on you," with all the criticisms people say. This shirt, Trippin' or Drippin'. And mind you, John, I bought you this shirt, so it's coming
to you. Did you buy this?
No.
Oh, my God, Zach.
I would never.
The shirt weak as fuck, but, I mean, I love the message. I like the idea behind it, but that joint lame as hell. I would not put that on my body, you feel me? But I dig the message because he was definitely the MVP. People were questioning it. And then why? I don't know how, you feel me? As good as he was playing all year.
I just do it for the jokes. Never because I thought he didn't deserve the award, but – yeah. You know, you control the fuck out of a different, you know, fan base just with the CP3 should be MVP or whatever is going on, but definitely deserved it. No Jamal Murray leading the squad. It is what it is.
Yeah, as someone with like just a shred of design abilities, put MVP in gold on the front, and then on the back put all those quotes. Like, what did the back say? The back didn't really have any. Even the back was cluttered. Make the MVP small. Put that right on the chest. And then, you know, you can do jokes on you at the bottom with that weird thing with the Joker call out. I think you're missing the point of what that character is supposed to be from the movies, but that's fine. And then put all the quotes around it if you want.
Low-key corny as the more I look at it. I think the concept corny. I mean, fuck everything about it. The more I look at it, that back is horrible. That back was lame as hell, bro.
Hey, John, let me set up a situation for you, for both of you. The world's opening back up. We'll say next weekend you're going to a big fun party. There's going to be kind of famous people there. You're very excited. How much do I have to pay you to wear that shirt to the event?
I mean, I'll take most money to wear.
Like $5?
I'd say if we getting in the over 100, a little bit more than 100, I'd do it. You feel me? Like,
right.
Yeah, 100, 150, 200, I'd do it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not wearing it.
The bag's big now.
He got King James following. He got LeBron following him. You feel me?
It's very realistic because if I get the invite to LeBron's Taco Tuesday, I'm bringing my wife. I will bring you guys with me, and we will get booted out of that motherfucker like some straight G's.
Hey,
I want to eat that taco. I want to know what that taco tastes like.
I want to know what the
that taco organic tastes like. That organic taco. Oh, you already know. Oh, the good,
bro.
The good,
bro.
Okay. Oh, man,
I'm going to keep this going. This is the next one. Migos album Culture 3 dropped tonight. So we wanted to address this post from this.
They had an album tonight?
Goats. This is the Goats of Atlanta.
Ooh.
And it is Jeezy, Future, Rich Homie Quan, and Lil Baby. Are they tripping or dripping? I think they're leaving some important people off of that. But
where Gucci at?
Yeah.
Big Homie Quan, get that man the fuck out of here. Dude, what they wilding, bro.
I like Lil Baby.
Where's Outkast? What are we talking about? What are we doing with what's going on?
I think some people that would have been on here are no longer allowed because of some things that have been in the media recently. One person in particular.
I wouldn't even put him on there though. I wouldn't put that man on there.
The other thing is this screams it was made by a very young person there. You know
I'm
what I mean?
I'm surprised they got Jeezy ball-headed ass on that thing, bro. Being as young as they probably are.
I'm going to tell you guys the truth. I only recognize two people on that thing. I was like, who are those two dudes on the right? And that's what happened in my head. And I'm old as shit.
That's the point.
Yeah.
I know. Wait. Little baby. I get little baby, dumb baby. The brat, baby face. There's just too many babies, all right? Some of y'all got to get mature and become adults.
These are who were left off. You know, we got this in the notes. No Outkast, no Gucci, no Luda, no T.I., obviously. And no members of Migos. So yeah, I think that's
they didn't say Gucci. Did I miss
yeah, Gucci. Gucci was in our
okay, okay, well. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's all. That's an
who would y'all put on there if it was y'all for it?
I love McConan because he's my cross brother, and then everybody else can figure it out.
Outkast is getting, you know, both of them are getting spots.
Outkast, Gucci. You know what I'm saying? Future may belong on there. Future may belong on there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm saying keep Future. Yeah. But all right, and then this is the last bit. Earlier today, Amy Schumer was trending because people thought a lady trucker named Amelia, who bears some resemblance, these people are they tripping or dreaming? Now, there's so much going on in this picture. Okay.
Is that not Amy Schumer that just got photoshopped
into? Yeah, that's her, right?
No, it's not. Now, can I get the comment from the post really fast so I can read this for people that are listening?
What is going on?
She's wearing sure this is trending point. She has a teardrop tattoo. Can we just the text if you can? Yeah, yeah. And it says prize winner Amelia wanted us to point out that her teardrop tattoo is not because she murdered anyone. She accidentally killed a pedestrian once after falling asleep at the wheel and got the tattoo to honor their memory. Okay, that's the first part. Can we blow the picture up again? And then can I get the top left corner? Do you see where it says, stop pooping in our parking lot? How many times did someone have to poop in your parking lot before you had to have a sign made for that?
Wait.
Zach, you'd be surprised, okay?
She did get the teardrop because she murdered someone.
She did murder someone.
That's what it's saying. What? Tripping.
That's Amy
Schumer.
I can't say the joke.
You can't say it? Bro, man. Put it
I was going to say she's going to run for governor of California as well. But
Zach, you're on one today. I like it. I like this. I like to see this. Okay.
No, I'm just trying to keep up tonight. I'm just trying to keep up with you tonight. You know.
I like this. This is honestly slander cello, chug cello. We've done a lot of cellos today.
Involuntary manslaughter, but what else? Yo, accidentally though. Get it, yo, she is wiling. And the fact that they put that is insane, bro.
Zach, you'd be surprised. People poop in parking lots, okay?
Oh my god. But isn't it like a truck stop that she's at? Like, isn't that there are bathrooms there and showers and stuff?
Zach, I had bubble guts today. I had to go to Target to retrieve some items. I was deathly afraid of having to poop at Target. To the point, I would have shit myself if I can't do that. I'm just
Target might be cool though, right? I mean, on the you know, top five public places to shit. Target's probably like not top five, but it's probably like 7 or 8, right?
Can I share this really quickly? This is how I knew my relationship was never going to work out because I would go to Starbucks. I'd be like, we'd go like to breakfast or something. I'd be like, come over and. We'd pull up to her spot and she'd get out and she'd be like, aren't you parking? And I was like, oh, I have to go to the grocery store. And I'd run into like Crystal Farms.
Wait, bro. Hold up. You wasn't shitting at your lady crib out of embarrassment? Bro, you gotta poop within the first, within the first 2-3 days, you need to drop the poop off. Set, let people know what time it is, bro. You can't be out here holding shit as a grown man.
Here's the issue. The it was shared. So there were two roommates that also used it. And the doors, one side opened to her bedroom and one side opened to the kitchen.
Zach, you got to go farm the toilet. So as you're pooping, get that flush in right as it breaks off and you're good to go.
That's a fact,
it's going to stay for a little bit. Believe me, I'm a master of this.
Bring some light a match, bro. You're gonna kill all the smell, dog. Like, bro, but you really can't be in a relationship with somebody and going to a public shitter there has to be space for doing number two, bro. You know what I mean? We gotta be able to shit. You know what I mean?
There.
Come on.
That's there. So mark
your territory. Yo.
I wanna highlight. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Leave it in the toilet and don't flush it like my little brother used to do back.
Oh,
in the
y'all!
He would leave these logs, but it would be like we have to be Columbo. Like, yo, you left this log, but how did you wipe, dog? Because there's just this log sitting. He would do it to piss my other brother off, but it would just be like this immaculate log that would just. I'm like, how did this come out of you, human?
It was too beautiful not to show anybody, right? Like. It was too perfect.
God.
He was human and great. You know what I mean? Like
somebody reminded me today of the Rate My Poo website that was heavy during the sidekick days.
Yeah.
Rate My Poo was like a heavy web, like Rate My Poo.
That was AK-47. Sex shit's like a hobo in a relationship.
Bro, that is... Dude,
bro, I'm going to Starbucks, Crystal Farms.
You know that's wild, though, right? You know that's wild, though, right? You know that.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
I know for a fact that it was a sign that just was never going to work. But anyway, I'm so glad we went off the rails on that. I do want to let John get out of here because I know it's getting late. I want to highlight our commenter of the day. They'll be getting some Fresh Buckets merch. Andy, shout out to Andy. Andy Dioza got this one. We all work with Andy. I appreciate you tapping in. We'll be DMing you and getting you some gear here shortly. So, and John, I'll send you the article. Don't look at this on a work computer and don't look at this in a non-incognito mode. Okay.
I got my personal phone. You feel
perfect.
It's seen worse, guaranteed.
Yeah, no, the
group maybe I don't know. Maybe he has it. I don't know shit.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Rate My Poo and Ebombs are late. Ebombs still has a great IG, by the way. If anyone's looking to go dial back, but anyway, very quickly, we are back on Sunday. If you missed any Out of Pocket, we are officially a podcast now. So go listen wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, rate, review, 5 stars only. You know Warriors fans are going to go try and tank that at some point because they're horrible, miserable people. But go subscribe. You can listen along if you missed anything tonight. Also follow Buckets on Twitter, TikTok, IG. And please call our voicemail line. Leave a voicemail. John, we got a phone line now.
Y'all out of here doing it, dog.
Yeah. So you can call whatever and talk to
I'll leave a message for y'all. You feel
I appreciate it. I was thinking about calling me like, hey, this is a reminder for Zach. Zach, please pick up milk from the grocery store and just leave that in. But we'll see.
Sure.
Hey, John, you got anything to promote before we head out of here?
Nah, just check me out on Jenkins and Jones, you know what I mean? And my writing on Yahoo Sports. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
You're a dead ass writer. I just want to say that for a week.
Thank you, man.
I'm out here reading articles about the shed thug tears and shit, learning about Brad Beal and all the goodness of St. Louis.
Thank you, man. That's home.
You've always been a great writer. The writing's even better now that like you don't have to deal with me coming into that like that conference room you'd always get when you're writing, and I just like kick the door open and be like, John, you never guess what happened, and just start talking shit. Right. I'm trying to write, so kill it, man.
I get weirdly serious. Like I don't enjoy writing, but I like the process is hard, but it's also it's a weird thing. It's a difficult process, but it's fulfilling. You know what I mean? But thank you. I really appreciate that. I get really nervous when I put my writing out there. It's easy to be silly online. You know what I mean? Yeah, writing is more serious. You feel me?
Yeah.
Well, the shit is how I don't read shit, and I'll be reading the whole articles.
Thank you.
Normally, I'll read like two paragraphs, skim to the bottom just to get to whatever. But now I'll be like, okay, I'm going to read the whole shit. Okay.
I don't have a whole bunch of filler on my shit.
But that's why I like it, because just get to the point.
Right.
Well, turn up, guys. Everybody stay African American, including Zach.
Stay forever. My boy.
Appreciate you guys staying with us late tonight and catch us later this week. Back on Sunday.
Peace.